Our next question. When are children capable of understanding the concept of meditation? Whenever I tell my 11-year-old daughter to sit with me and meditate, she says it's boring. It's just sitting down and doing nothing. Yeah. She won't complain about going to a class, but if she's sitting to do meditation, she's complaining. Is it too early to ask her to do that? How do I explain the wonderful things that come with meditation? Should I even continue to do this with her?
Yeah, that's the problem, that we say, let's sit down and meditate, or let's sit down and eat your broccoli, or let's sit down and watch the program on TV that you're not interested at all. Children, either they have to be interested in the activity or understand the reason for activity. Again, I've said it before, we don't say, let's go meditate. We say, let's have a little bit of silence sitting together in order to calm our body and mind and to see if we can feel the joy and the peace. And we don't force them, but we make an atmosphere that it will affect them whether they are in the room with us or not, which means definitely candles, definitely a holy looking area, definitely a nice soft music. And the word meditation for children denotes something forceful. So let me share again my approach. We just went into the Baba room when my kids were from 2 years on. That's when I got to know Baba, when my younger child was 2 years old. Not even two, one or one and a half. We always went in that room. This was something the family did. We would go and sit in that room, and they would come with their pajama joyfully. We would sing and dance, and then we would put a music on and tons of candles, and then we would be quiet and they would fall asleep. So it was never a question of, let's go do this. We just did what we did before sleep. Now, because your child is 11, 12 years old and is already has her own opinion and should have, then I would say, I would go in there and say, honey, come and see the room or come and see the area. If you feel like it, then join me and we can sing together a little bit, or we can do some drawing or something. And then we'll stay quiet before we go to sleep. And then also you can explain and say, when your mind is quiet before you go to sleep, it's like spitting all the impression of the day away. And you start next morning fresh.
Thank you.